And it's time to catch up on everything happening across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Obviously, everything is very big on Christmas at the moment in Cummins.
It sure is. So, finally, the Cummins Christmas Wonderland is now open. So, that's open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Santa does visit each day from 10 a.m. to midday from December 11 until Eve. The Wonderland's opening at the Cummins Hall. And a reminder to visitors that there's some car parking at the rear, and it's also pram, wheelchair and walker accessible.
And there's plenty of Christmas trees happening at the moment as well.
There are. Parku's got their Christmas tree on December the 11th. Kopio and Kapini have theirs on December 12th. And Yolanda Flat and Wongri have a community Christmas trees on December 18th. And also just a reminder that the Cummins Christmas Festival will be held on December 10th. Now, that starts with a parade along the railway terrace, followed by some kids' entertainment, food stalls and fireworks at the railway triangle. And there's also the Cummins Christmas Carols that will be held at the railway triangle on December 19th. So there's some pre-show entertainment with that starting at 7 p.m, with the carols starting at 8 o'clock.
And plenty of opportunities to volunteer around Cummins at the moment as well.
There certainly is. So Cycling Without Age is looking for some volunteers to help the elderly or those unable to ride a bike to experience the wind in their hair by going on a ride in a specially built trishaw. So to find out more information on that, contact the Cummins Industry Enterprise Committee. And also the Cummins SES are now recruiting for new volunteers. So for more information and contact details, you can go to the SES website.
And the holiday swim program is up and running in full?
It's about to start. So Royal Life Saving have a holiday swim program at the Cummins Pool from December 13th to the 17th. So online enrolment for those close on Wednesday. And back swim will be held at the Copper Bay Foreshore from January 10th. Further information is available from the Back Swim website.
While we're talking about Coffin Bay, the markets are back.
Yeah, they sure are. So the Coffin Bay Band Markets will be back in the foreshore from January 15th from midday to 6 p.m.
And camping permits are necessary now, I hear.
Yeah, they are. So just a reminder to those who want to camp in the coastal areas, Council's got a new online permit system. So if you go to the District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula webpage, you can get a permit for the campground at Farm Beach and Louth Bay.
Thank you very much, Julie, and we won't be speaking again before Christmas, so you have yourself a very merry one.
Yeah, you too. So happy harvesting for all those who are still going. Stay safe on our roads and waterways and have a fabulous Christmas, and we'll talk to you in 2022.